We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Dairy Council of California CEO Tammy Anderson-Wise. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Doug.
What is the Dairy Council of California? How long have you guys been around, and how are you supporting National Dairy Month?
Yeah, so Dairy Council of California has been around for actually 103 years. Mm. We were born in 1919, if you can believe it.
Wow.
And we're a cause-based organization funded by the dairy industry, so producers and processors here in California. And we're really about giving back to community health. So we're providing nutrition education and nutrition resources and access to important healthy foods for kids and families alike in California.
Well, let's back up a minute here. I want to know about your background, Tammy, and your complete role with the Dairy Council.
Actually, Doug, I've been with Dairy Council almost 25 years. I started off as a territory manager, working with teachers out in schools where we provide nutrition education curriculum that really helps teach kids about healthy eating habits. And over the years, I've held almost every role in Dairy Council, and 10 years ago, became Dairy Council's CEO. I was quite honored with that promotion, and I started off, actually, my background is in nutrition education.
Uh-huh.
And I started off actually doing clinical nutrition for a Native American Indian health clinic. And in that role, I utilized Dairy Council nutrition education resources. At the same time, I have a sister who is a teacher, and she was telling me over a family dinner about this great assembly, a cow in a livestock trailer that came to her school and taught all about dairy products and healthy eating. And so I started doing some investigation, and a year later landed with Dairy Council, and that's my story. I'm still here 25 years later.
That's great. So it's funny, too, because when you get a little older, it's more important to eat healthy, too, because I remember when we were younger, you know, you could eat anything you wanted to and not a problem. But you get a little older, and it matters now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those habits start, well, even in pregnancy, right, for women as they're growing healthy babies. But all through life, those foundations are being laid, and it really does start at a young age.
What motivated you to do this kind of work, and what do you love most about the job?
Well, my heart has always been in serving communities, right? And as I started off in my career, I really knew I wanted to serve especially kids and families, showing how food impacts their health, right? What you eat can really make a difference. And let's just say, for example, for kids, what they eat really is tied to their academic success.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, helping to create healthy lifestyles, lay healthy foundations at an early age. And as well, you know, California is our ag industry in California is so important to our economy. And I just really felt like my heart was in really supporting the ag industry in California, and what better than the dairy industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're the farm-to-fork capital of the world, and so you're a big part of it, no question.
Absolutely, and with it being, National Dairy Month, this is great timing.
What's the primary function of the Dairy Council?
Our primary function is to elevate the health of children and families in California through the pursuit of lifelong healthy eating habits. Our goal is to educate, it's to serve. You know, we work as a team of teams doing great work with a fairly small budget. We have an amazing amount of tools and resources for individuals, for educators, for health professionals, and all of those can be found on our website, healthyeating.org.
That pretty much answers this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why is the work you do so important, Tammy?
We really want to encourage nutrition equity. We have always believed in nutrition equity, but I think the pandemic even shed a brighter light on that. And so really talking about providing nutrition education, providing access to healthy foods, increasing access to healthy foods.
Sure.
And so wherever we can help support nutrition equity, that's where we look for our opportunities.
Other than the fact that it's so delicious, why is dairy such a great food choice?
Well, it's actually an inexpensive powerhouse of nutrients, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many underconsumed foods, dairy being one of them, and so many nutrients. It has a very large matrix of nutrients that is really hard to replace with any other foods. So it's got a unique contribution of nutrients to the diet. It's a low processed food. It has, easily accessible. And as you said, it tastes great.
Right. That's the most important thing.
Exactly.
Well, especially when you're dealing with kids, right? I mean, if it doesn't taste good, you know, you've got a battle ahead of you, right?
Yeah. And I don't know very many kids that don't like milk, cheese, and yogurt, right?
Especially if you make it chocolate milk.
Even better.
Yeah. Well, you touched on this a little bit too, but how does the Dairy Council promote nutrition and nutrition equity?
Yeah, so we do that in a multifaceted way. We provide, as I mentioned, free resources to schools, educators, health professionals, food service providers, and we try to make sure that dairy is accessible through the school meal programs and really work with our partners in the state, so Department of Education, Department of Health Services, to, really uplift the fact that nutrition equity is so important. And I think it's something that we can all agree upon, that healthy kids are what we would all want to see in California. We promote the free summer meals program, so when kids are out of school in the summer, they may not have access to healthy foods, so summer meals are a great way for them to continue out of school time to access those healthy meals.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Dairy Council of California CEO Tammy Anderson-Wise. June is National Dairy Month, and you can find out more at healthyeating.org. Well, something that Megan sent over mentioned the mobile dairy classroom, and that's got me intrigued. So tell me about the mobile dairy classroom, and why is hands-on education so important?
Yeah, so our mobile dairy classroom is our beloved program here at Dairy Council of California. It started in the 1940s, and it is truly the original farm-to-school program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learning lab, a live learning lab. It has a cow that comes out in a livestock trailer to schools, and we have some fantastic educators who teach kids about where their milk and dairy foods come from, how they get from the cow, from the farm, to the cafeteria, to the market, to even their family table. And it just allows kids to really see, visualize where their milk is coming from. There are many kids in California, Doug, believe it or not, who have never seen a dairy cow.
Wow.
So this is our opportunity to bring the cow to the school. If you're listening and you're interested, you can find out about that on our website, at Mobile Dairy Classroom. And yeah, it's just an amazing, amazing program that is free to schools in California within a certain radius of where our cows live.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was back in junior high school, we got to go on a field trip and we actually got to milk a cow. That was kind of fun.
And it's probably something you'll never forget, right?
As you can see, yeah, here we are 40 years later, and I still remember that. And yeah, it's, you know, it's like, it's one of those things, oh, okay, the milk that you put on your cereal every morning, that's where it comes from.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the communities that you serve here in California.
Yeah, so we're statewide. We really have no barriers or boundaries to the communities we serve. So all the way from, you know, the border of San Diego all the way up to the northern border of California that, you know, borders Oregon. We serve, you know, from the heart of downtown L.A. to, you know, very rural communities. Dairy Council is accessible to all and primarily accessible through our website, but we do have a whole team that works out in the regions that they actually live in to help support and promote the resources provided through Dairy Council that the, you know, the dairy farmers and processors graciously give back to support community health.
Yeah, I was going to say it takes a village, but when you're dealing with an entire state, it takes a really big village. So let's talk about the Dairy Council team behind all the great work you're doing on behalf of the California dairy industry.
Yeah, so we are small but mighty. We have about 40 employees, and we are made up of nutrition experts, registered dietitian nutritionists, communication experts, education experts. We have a very, very passionate team that I think I can speak for all of us. We absolutely love what we do.
That certainly helps, right?
Yes.
Well, do you work closely with dairy farmers and processors?
Well, yes, there are the funders and the powerhouse behind what we do. Our actually, our board of directors is made up of both dairy producers and dairy processors. So we work closely with them. We support them in any way we can. And in return, as I said, they support the great work that we're able to do.
You must have several success stories, but what does success look like for the Dairy Council of California?
Well, of course, all children of California are hopefully accessing, and teachers are accessing the nutrition education resources we have, that they're accessing the dairy products and healthy foods that they get through their school meal programs. That, you know, we're trying to increase their knowledge about healthy eating habits that include dairy and its positive effects on their health and their lives. We have a fairly new initiative, which is called Let's Eat Healthy. And I would say success for me for Dairy Council moving into the future is that we all in the state of California who believe in the health of our kids and families come around this Let's Eat Healthy initiative and have, you know, I think we all have the same shared values around making sure our communities are healthy. So bringing as many champions on board with our Let's Eat Healthy movement, which can also be found on our website, healthyeating.org, where we welcome as many champions as we can. And just to see that initiative grow and for us to do greater and greater things in California to improve all of our health.
What are some of the challenges that you run into when you're working with schools, nutrition access, and funding?
Yeah, so there's a couple challenges. I would say the first is time, and then the second would be resources. So when we talk about teachers' time, it's limited, and they're required to teach certain curriculum. So we really try to help to show them the value of teaching nutrition education to kids. You can do that through a lot of the required curriculum like science and technology. And so that's one of our biggest barriers is really helping the school environment see that teaching nutrition education can be part of the standard curriculum, and it can also help to support academic success for the students, right? We want to have healthy kids in school learning. And then I'd say the second thing is really, again, access and the resources for access to healthy foods. And thankfully, the state of California sees the value in that. We are a leader in that we have passed universal meals for all. As part of the pandemic, that was a federal mandate, but that will be ending. And California saw that coming. They saw the need. They saw, you know, the opportunity. And so as far as I know, indefinitely, we'll be continuing to offer universal meals to all. So that's a really important barrier that we're starting to overcome.
Yep. We got to keep Californians fed, right?
That's right.
Well, lots of success stories, Tammy. Tell us about a time when your advocacy work paid off and the Dairy Council was able to make a difference.
Well, I'm going to tell you a personal story. When I first started with Dairy Council, I was out, actually I was in a school working with the school food service director, cafeteria, school cafeteria, and I was learning about, you know, how kids were eating in the cafeteria. We were actually creating a new technology application that helped kids learn how to plan meals and put foods together so that they were eating healthy meals. And as I was standing with the school food service director, I was watching the kids go through the line getting their lunch. And I saw one little boy take a carton of milk and kind of hide it under his jacket. And I looked at the school food service director and I just kind of nodded. And she said, yeah. And she's like, you know, that very well could be all that that child has for the weekend. I think this was on a Friday, right? So that might be all that child is going to have for the weekend. And right then and there, Doug, I knew where my heart was. That Dairy Council was going to be my career because I believe in, you know, the great work that they're doing. So it was a hard thing to see, but at the same time I saw there was just this opportunity to help advocate for making sure that kids and families and our communities have access to healthy foods.
Yeah, it was a hard thing for you to see, but it was very eye-opening at the same time, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's incredible. What's the future look like for the Dairy Council of California?
Well, I would say the future is bright. So excited to see what happens as we continue to bring champions on board for our Let's Eat Healthy initiative. We're already seeing great things. We had we just recognized several champions of Let's Eat Healthy throughout the state of California. And I anticipate that recognition program growing in the next several years and just really looking at how we can promote healthy foods throughout the state and, you know, including milk and dairy products and just building nutrition champions.
All right, Tammy, we're early on a Sunday morning, and in case someone's just joining us, tell me a little bit more about your background and what got you into your role at the Dairy Council.
Well, Doug, my background is in nutrition. I first started very young in my career doing clinical nutrition education. And as part of that, I utilized Dairy Council of California resources. And it was interesting. One evening, we were having a family meal, and my sister was there. She at the time was a teacher in California. And she was telling me about this great cow assembly that came to her school. They brought the cow in a livestock trailer and they taught the kids about where their milk and dairy foods came from. And I put two and two together, and I already knew my heart was in nutrition education in the community setting. And so I started researching Dairy Council, and that's where the story goes. Here I am 25 years later.
And still loving every minute of it.
Absolutely.
Well, in case someone's not familiar, what exactly is the Dairy Council of California? How long have you guys been around, and what are you doing to support National Dairy Month?
Yeah, so Dairy Council of California is a nutrition education, nutrition access organization. We are actually 103 years old. We were born in 1919, and really it was a cause-based organization at the time it was born, and we still are today. And it's really about elevating the health of children and families in California through the pursuit of lifelong healthy eating habits. And, you know, we teach about all foods, right? It's not just about milk and dairy foods.
Sure.
June is Dairy Month. It's National Dairy Month. And, of course, we're highlighting that, but really we're about making sure that people understand and gain knowledge and skills around healthy eating.
Yeah, a lot of people start every day with a little bit of dairy, even if it's just a little milk in your coffee or milk in your cereal. So yeah, you guys are absolutely vital to everyday breakfast.
Absolutely.
Other than the fact that it tastes so good, why is dairy such a great food choice?
Dairy is a powerhouse of nutrients. It has a plethora of vitamins and minerals, important nutrients for our body. Dairy is actually one of the underconsumed foods, and it just provides this amazing, unique package of nutrients that contribute to our everyday health.
And you touched on this a little bit too. What kind of what got you motivated from the start was the mobile dairy classroom. So why is it that hands-on education is so important?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every child has different learning styles, right? And so we provide nutrition education curriculum in the form of paper and print, online. But some kids just learn better through experiential learning. And the mobile dairy classroom is just that. It's a learning lab that goes out to the schools and really provides kids that visual learning opportunity to learn about where their food comes from, especially their milk and dairy foods.
Well, I remember being back in school, and we would always be thrilled if you walked into the classroom and there was a projector, which means you were going to get to watch a film during class. But take it up a notch. If you get to class and there's a mobile dairy classroom, that's going to be even better. Field trip.
Yeah.
Right there on the campus.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the nice thing, Doug, is, again, it's the dairy industry's contribution back to communities. So they provide this assembly free to schools that are within, you know, a certain footprint of where our dairy cows live. We have six of these livestock trailers in the state of California. So for the listeners who are interested, definitely check out our website, healthyeating.org, and you can find out all about the mobile dairy classroom there.
What have you guys got up your sleeves moving forward? What's the future look like for the Dairy Council of California, Tammy?
Well, the future's bright. I think the biggest, you know, thing that we have is really continuing with promoting nutrition education, nutrition access to healthy foods for our communities. And then we have a brand new initiative. It's Let's Eat Healthy. Well, it's not brand new. Really started in inception right before the pandemic, but it's really picking up momentum now. This is our third year of really recognizing our Let's Eat Healthy champions for nutrition out in our state that really care about the health and well-being of our communities, especially children and families.
All right, it's just us right now. I turned off the radio station, so you can be honest
okay.
with me. How do you really feel about almond milk?
I won't comment.
Well, I thought that might be trouble. Okay. Well, we're running out of time. Seriously, though, what would you like to leave our listeners with this morning, Tammy?
Well, Doug, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to hear all about Dairy Council today and our Let's Eat Healthy initiative. We're so excited about not only the future of Dairy Council, but the future of our Let's Eat Healthy initiative and really bringing partners and champions together where we have shared values around elevating the health of children and families in California through healthy eating habits.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Dairy Council of California CEO Tammy Anderson-Wise, June is National Dairy Month, and you can find out more and everything we've been talking about this morning. Go to the website, healthyeating.org. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Tammy.
Thank you, Doug.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Happy Father's Day, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.